This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 92 for Wednesday, October 7th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mostly lower on Wednesday, retreating from earlier gains. Canola was steady to down as much as $4. November down $1.40 at $524 per ton. While gains in Chicago soybeans and other outside markets did provide support, soy oil drifted lower and canola appeared to run into chart resistance. A firm tone in the Canadian dollar today and ample visible supplies in the commercial pipeline also weighed on values. However, a slowdown in farmer selling with harvest operations wrapping up across the prairies did provide some support. Idea's canola is looking well priced compared to other oilseeds, despite recent strength, also underpinned the market. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed with gains in the front months and losses in some of the more deferred positions. November beans up 7 cents at $10.51 per bushel. The USDA announced export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning, with an additional 120,000 ton sale to other unknown destinations. The USDA releases updated supply-demand estimates on Friday, and traders will be watching to see if the government agency raises its projections for exports this year, given the large purchases in recent weeks. Idea's dryness in Brazil could cut into the soybean crop there and swing even more export demand to the U.S. were also supportive, as were disruptions to U.S. exports out of the Gulf of Mexico due to Hurricane Delta. However, the good Midwestern harvest weather did keep a lid on the upside. Corn futures, they are higher today. The December contract up 3¾ cents at 388¾. Weekly U.S. ethanol data showed production of the renewable fuel at 923,000 barrels per day in the past week. That was up from the previous week, but still down 4% from the same week a year ago. Ethanol stocks at about 19.7 million barrels were down from the previous week. Wheat futures are stronger across the board, with the biggest gains in Chicago. The December Chicago contract up 14¾ cents at 607.5 per bushel. That's a new five-year high. Kansas City wheat up 10 cents in December at 544 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat 11 cents higher in the December contract at 549 per bushel. Dryness concerns in both the U.S. and the Black Sea region remained a supportive influence, accounting for some of today's buying interest. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.